There are few certainties in the world of the Western Hockey League, but one thing has rang true for the Moose Jaw Warriors since the very first day they took the ice. If it wasn't for the Warriors Booster Club, things would be far, far different for the franchise than they are today. The countless hours of volunteer work the local organization has put in during games ever since the inaugural season in 1984-85 has helped make the Warriors the successful high-mid-market franchise it is today. And it all started with a handful of people who just wanted to see the team be as successful as it could be. It's a totally separate entity created back in 1984 by a group of volunteers who wanted to ensure that Warriors would be around in Moose Jaw for years to come, Booster Club President Randy Nesvold said. They weren't a part of the Warriors, either, just people who wanted to help the team and raised funds, held raffles, worked bingos, you name it. Primarily in the beginning, it was to keep the season tickets low and the team viable, but it's become so much more since. The vast majority of the Booster Club's activities come on game day. While bingos were a primary fundraiser in the past, the largest source of funds now comes from the always successful 50-50 draws, which can top $10,000 or more with an even half-decent crowd in the building. The club also sells Nevada tickets and brings in a fair amount from the seat draw raffle that takes place every night. That all translated into more than $240,000 last season, funds that make all the difference for a handful of programs. Traditionally, the education fund was the primary recipient, but medical needs, equipment and bus transportation has also become part of their purvey, with the Warriors submitting bills to the Booster Club to be paid on their behalf. When we first started, the Booster Club raised a lot of money and just wrote a check at the end of the year and said, "Here you go, Warriors, use it for whatever you need," Nesvold said. It's a lot different now, a lot more regulations. The reason for the success is the people involved. The army of volunteers that come to games every night are a huge part, but nothing would get done without the fans. It's important to have volunteers and the people who put in that time, and without the fans buying tickets, doing raffles and that stuff, the Booster Club is nothing, Nesvold said. I've always said Moose Jaw has the best the supporters and fans and this helps show it. The Warriors Booster Club is always on the lookout for volunteers and anyone looking to help can send an email to warriors.boosterclub@gmail.com or call the Warriors office at 306-694-5711 or message their Facebook page at www.facebook.com/warriorsboosterclub. In response to some providers blocking access to Canadian news on their platforms, our website, moosejawtoday.com will continue to be your source for hyper-local Moose Jaw news. Bookmark moosejawtoday.com and sign up for our free online newsletter to read the latest local developments.